Please rise for our morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of my Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'd like to wish a warm happy birthday to Carolyn Colleen. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving this person in the Duchenne community another year of life. Amen. Good morning, Pioneers. My name's TJ Slattery, and I graduated in 1988. I come from a long lineage of proud pioneers. My grandmother, Margaret Overcamp Slattery, graduated from St. Peter's High School, which turned into Duchenne. She graduated in 1934. My father, Terry, in 1964. My sister, Angie, in 1993. My brother, Kevin, in 96. And I've got many aunts and uncles and cousins who have all claimed to be proud pioneers. I'm married to my wonderful wife, Angela, and we have three great kids, all of whom I am extremely proud. Taylor, a Pioneer alum from the class of 2014. Lauren, who currently attends here, she's a sophomore in the class of 2018. And by the way, she asked me to speak at least 30 minutes this morning to give you guys a short first period, so I'll do my best. And then we have one other, Dylan. He's a future pioneer, and if all goes well, he'll graduate in 2027. After high school, I attended East Central College on a soccer and a theater scholarship, and I finished college at Missouri State University with a course study in theater. After a bit part in a movie and a couple of national off-Broadway tours, I quickly realized that the life of the starving artist just wasn't for me, and I transitioned my career to telecommunications. I currently manage, design, and deploy some of the most sophisticated telecommunications networks in the world. Some of the clients that I work with are Facebook and Instagram, and I'm currently working on a team that's building out the entire wireless and wired infrastructure for U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota, future home of the NFL's Minnesota Vikings. While attending Duchenne, I played soccer and baseball. I held roles in the musicals, and that's all we had back then, and I was a proud member of the Key Club. I have lots of fond memories here of Duchenne, and I'm going to share with you two things. First memory, never ever sneak up on Mrs. Stiegel in biology class while she's holding a fetal pig. Nothing ever good comes from that. Number two, silly string has absolutely no business in Mr. Cerruti's geometry class, and neither does fake puke, but you're going to have to ask him about that. So, now that I've gotten your attention, I want to share with you how fortunate it is to be a pioneer. There's something special about Duchenne. It's our bond. We're a family here. Whether you're an athlete or an artist, a scholar or a server, we come together here as a community. We learn here together. One thing we do is we push ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. Our foundation began in elementary school, and we build upon that foundation in mind, body, and spirit within these walls. I'll share with you some of the gifts I received in what I believe is the greatest high school in this region. I received the gift of knowledge, and what I mean by that is more than answers on a page or to a test, but the ability to navigate all of life's twists and turns that we encounter every day. I also received the gift of service. I'm able to share the skills I've honed from playing sports, transition them to coaching youth, mentoring children and young adults through the St. Charles Parks Foundation, and giving time through refereeing and serving on municipal boards. Duchenne also gave me the gift of courage. The fear I had walking in here the first day as a freshman transformed quickly into excitement and confidence. I knew I'd be challenged to learn and grow, and to take all those experiences I've learned in these walls into college. So in closing, I'll end with a small prayer. Heavenly Father, may you watch over all the pioneers who walk through these doors. Open our eyes to hear you speak, our ears to hear you learn, and our hearts to love others if you love us. Grant these pioneers the courage to be leaders, to live your will. Amen. It's a great day to be a pioneer.